Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu salama rasulillah. In the blessed month of Ramadan, timeless secrets are manifested, and successive sequences of radiant wisdom follow one another, each illuminating the other, such that one never tires of discussing them. Their novelty never fades, their repetition never grows old, nor does recounting them becomes wearisome. Rather, they become more delightful with repetition, just as honey becomes sweeter each time that it is tasted. For this reason, Muslims eagerly await this annual arrival, which spans the horizons, from towns to deserts, widespread as the night and day. So, we will shed some light on our habitual approach towards the month of Ramadan, and on correcting some misconceptions and on reviving aspects covered by the dust of forgetfulness. This is necessary because many people take a customary approach towards this month, driven by habit rather than true devotion and worship. In this blessed month, souls are drawn toward religion and devotion. This month reminds people of Allah's rights over them. The fragrance of religious devotion permeates gatherings, where people are urged to embrace worship and righteous deeds, thereby raising their readiness to change what is within themselves, so that Allah Almighty changes their condition accordingly. As He Almighty says, "Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves." In this blessed month, many people feel their need for faith just as much as their need for water and air. Indeed, any community that neglects its religious affairs and does not implement Allah's ordainments neglects its greatest potential and obstructs the means of its success both in this world and the hereafter. Every society lacking religious devotion will inevitably be in turmoil, and its affairs will be in disorder. Allah will turn its glory into humiliation, its security into fear, and its order into chaos. In the blessed month of Ramadan, Muslim standards of strength rise to such an extent that it becomes difficult for them to be shaken if they prepare themselves well and realize a great secret of this month. This is exemplified by the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "When the month of Ramadan begins, the gates of paradise are opened, the gates of hellfire are closed, and the devils are chained. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy upon him, commented on this hadith, explaining that this occurs because fasting restricts the pathways through which shaitan influences a person by restricting the pathways of food and drink. The greatest fear, therefore, should be for Muslims who have not taken shaitan into account, into the reality, and have become indifferent to his cunning and tricks, as well as of his troops from among jinn and humans. Allah the Exalted says, "And indeed do the devils inspire their allies to dispute with you, and if you were to obey them, indeed you would be associators of others with Allah." Undoubtedly, Muslims may acknowledge their susceptibility to shaitan's deception and cunning, recognizing that they are not infallible. Yet some of them falsely believe that they are protected against shaitan's effects and corruption, having built around themselves a false sense of security through their routine and superficial adherence to Islam, as if the limited practices that they maintain constitute the entirety of Islam. This mistaken attitude undoubtedly prevents them from rectifying their mistakes and benefiting from the good that arises from true guidance. Indeed, the constant feeling of vulnerability is a positive and fruitful feeling that drives consistent and regular action. In contrast, the feeling of fruitless perfection is merely an emotional fancy. Such a sense of perfection does not absolve any Muslim for their responsibility before Allah concerning any faults in their condition, behavior, or life, whether in their religious or worldly affairs. Allah the Exalted says, "It is not obtained by your wishful thinking, nor by that of the people of the scripture, Whoever does a wrong will be recompensed for it. Many people speak from various platforms about the month of Ramadan, stating that it is a month of heroism and glory. This is a fact beyond doubt and debate. Yet, what we must understand and consistently stress is that heroism and glory cannot be achieved merely by wishful thinking, while hearts remain heedless and distracted. Indeed, heroism and glory have a price that is rarely attained, for what is with Allah is priceless and of immeasurable value, only attained by those who strive sincerely and earnestly. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Indeed, the commodity of Allah is precious. Indeed, the commodity of Allah is paradise." Moreover, glory and victory have conditions, among which is refraining from sins and distancing oneself from falling into them or even nearing them. There is no clear evidence of their effect upon failure and defeat at the hands of the adversary than the words of Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, and what Imam Ahmad narrated in his Musnad about the defeat of Uhud. "I would have sworn on that day, hoping to fulfill my oath, that none among us desired this worldly life, until Allah revealed, 'Among you are some who desire this world, and among you are some who desire the hereafter.'" The path of Muslims to victory is to follow the actions of the Prophet ﷺ when he spent the night in Badr, standing in prayer and urging the ever-living, the self-sustaining. This confirms the great importance of prayer and seeking refuge in Allah in relieving calamities and removing misfortunes. It is stated in the Sunnah, whenever the Prophet ﷺ was distressed by a matter, he would pray. In the blessed month of Ramadan, the serene atmosphere evokes the virtue of mercy and compassion among Muslims. This is the key to being accepted by people and replaces the ignorance of the ignorant and the blind selfishness with a life of tranquility. It softens temperaments and soothes souls. It is the remedy when illness is spread and the source of victory when strength fails. If a Muslim realizes that their foremost duty towards other Muslims is to prioritize the collective interest rather than selfishness, they would recognize that true greatness lies in overcoming their own ego. Through such a noble understanding, a Muslim recognizes the true value of wealth, appreciating the good that it achieves and the benefits that it secures. Combining fasting and charity is one of the reasons for entering paradise. In this regard, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Indeed, in paradise there are chambers whose outside can be seen from their inside, whose inside can be seen from their outside. Allah has prepared for those who feed others, speak gently, fast regularly, and pray while people are asleep. Money comes and goes, increases and decreases, and it is only a means of spending and giving and attaining the aim of the afterlife." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of charity is that which is given when you are self-sufficient and begin with those for whom you are responsible. May Allah have mercy on people who earn and purify themselves, who are moderate and maintain balance, who spend reasonably and remember their Lord and do not forget their share of this worldly life. Blessed is the righteous wealth in the hands of a righteous person. Conversely, what a loss for those overwhelmed by their wealth, losing their faith and dignity, who are excessive and transgress even though they have enough. They are those about whom Allah Almighty said, 'But when they saw a transaction or a diversion, they rushed to it and left you standing.' Indeed, blessings do not last forever. Today is followed by tomorrow. Life is followed by death. And death is followed by reckoning, as Allah Almighty warns us in His book. And let those fear as if they had left weak offspring behind and feared for them. So let them fear Allah and speak words of appropriate justice. Indeed, the status of the month of Ramadan compared to the rest of the months is like the status of Yusuf, peace be upon him, among his 11 brothers. The vision of Prophet Yaqub, peace be upon him, was not restored by any of the garments of Yusuf's brothers. Yet his sight was restored upon receiving Yusuf's shirt. Similarly, Ramadan is the opportunity for the sinner who spent the entire year in negligence, extravagance, and heedlessness. It is also the opportunity for societies to reflect, take account, and sincerely seek change from their spiritual emptiness, weakness, and disarray, so that their insight, spirituality, purity, brotherhood, unity, and adherence to the ordainments of their Lord may return. We ask Allah Almighty to accept our fasting, prayers, and all of our good deeds, and grant us eternal success. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.